This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm going to tell you right now, I can't keep up with the news. I don't even try to. Far too many things happening simultaneously, and I think it's part of the ruse, the strategy, not a ruse. It's a strategy of the Democrats to keep us that way, keep us moving around. We never know what to concentrate on. Think about the number of big stories out there right now. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Big stories. Police departments, entire police departments quitting over this Wu flu nonsense. Texas, pro-life. Many states deciding, you know what, it is better to protect the child. Let's call it what it is. It is a child. We don't, look, I'm not trying to get all caught up into women's rights and things like this. I respect women. I think women have all the rights in the world. But once you decide you're going to bring a baby into the world for whatever reason, your body is now a shared vessel. And it isn't me being all Bible thumpy and all that other stuff. It is a fact. It's just a plain and simple fact. And how we can't explain this cracks me up. So now the Democrats think they have a whole new thing. Oh, Texas is pro-life. This is going to happen anywhere, man. That's what Joe Biden said when he was campaigning to help Newsom. You know, by the way, how stupid is it for Republicans to have 40 people running in an election where you're trying to defeat one dude? Can you narrow it down to one? You don't think it was a Democrat strategy to water that thing down? Come on, people, wake up. The Kevin Jackson Network's what you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Too many things going on. We've done this. I've recapped it because I never want you to forget all the massive scandals that are happening right now before your very eyes. A president who believes, a fake president, cheated in by a coup, who is the big guy in his family's racketeering organization that nobody wants to cover. His son has a laptop that's in the hands of the Russians, or the Chinese. Hillary Clinton's got a laptop with information that the Chinese have on her. I could go on. God, story after story. Lie upon lie. Lies about how people get sick with this virus and other ways. The statistical lies across the board. We will never, ever know the real truth about what's going on with this Wu flu stuff. We got the shot now. And as I said, police departments quitting. You think they're saying anything about it? You think they're going to tell you, hey, look, there's going to be a shortage of workers. There's going to be a shortage of law enforcement and things like this. Sheriff's Department in L.A., I believe, is suing on behalf of the union. The union is going, we can't let this go on. But there's some unions that are, some unions that aren't. You want to know the unions that follow Biden's plan? The unions that have been paid off. Play it out to the end game. That's all I tell you. Play it out. See what happens. What happens is leftism fails almost every time. We got General Milley, who supposedly was I don't believe Bob Woodward, but Milley was supposedly back-channeling with the Chinese. Woodward is another one of these guys that has lived on the reputation of what he did with Nixon in breaking the Watergate story, and he hasn't gotten anything right since. All these people telling lies, man. Why don't you just write a fiction? And you'd be better off. I've told you guys, when I was with Justice Clarence Thomas in his office, and he says to me, Kevin, I don't listen to the media because the media is nothing but fabricated news. And I didn't believe him. You know what? I believe him now. It is fabricated. It isn't news. It's somebody's slant on what happened, and it's never going to be right. What were we talking about the other day Melissa was telling me cops had to come to our property. In St. Louis, I'm not going to bore you with the details. We had a crackhead knocking on the door of the house. And she's explaining what happened, and the cops called BS. He says, I think that's BS. And she says, I don't care what you think. This is the story. Here are the various police reports on this idiot. And went on, and at the end of it, he apologizes. Well, I'm sorry, but you got to understand, people lie to the police. They lie to us almost every time. And she's like, I don't really care. You found a unicorn today because I haven't told you a single lie. Everything we told you about what this woman has been doing to harass our contractor and essentially, coming to the house, which is under develop, being rehab, is a fact. It's in police reports. It's across the board. And he apologized. But they're skeptical. Everybody's skeptical. There's a reason to be. Nobody's telling the truth these days. The truth is so elusive that we flock to it when we see it. It's like, whoa, so he told the truth. My kid, he broke some kid's sunglasses with his best friend's sunglasses, and we weren't sure what happened because he says, well, he said this about me, and the guy goes, I didn't say that. And between the kiddo's mom and me, we figured out, oh, he didn't say it, and my son actually did think he'd said it because he was with a kid who had said it, and the kid admitted, yeah, I said it, not this other little boy, well, young man. And so we both celebrate. We high-fived each other. She says, yeah, I knew my son hadn't done it. And I said, I knew my son wasn't lying, so hey, let's celebrate. But it's rare that you get to do that these days because you're having to discern the truth from the lie. And the Democrats are the worst. They have lost many of their people because even their own folks go, I can't trust you. I could play you clip after clip of Biden saying, and you better believe, and you got to believe, and when my friend, and this, that, and this, or the other day this happened. Just recently something, he said he had a job. His first job was with some lumber company, and they went, no. The man can't even go and talk about something simple. Like, okay, if I were to go to one of these, the Home Depot. And I would say, yeah, Home Depot was where I got my start. And everybody goes, Kevin, you said your first job was working on a brush truck for the city of Brady. Yeah, but no, prior to that, Home Depot didn't even exist when you were a kid. Well, that's arbitrary. That doesn't mean anything. That would be me telling you that kind of a lie. And Joe Biden, it doesn't matter where he is. He just says it. It's so natural to his DNA. I don't even blame Hunter for the crap that he's done. He watched his dad. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. We can't cover it all, is all I'm trying to tell you. So if you don't feel like you're getting the news of the day, well, there's a lot of other places to go. Hope you stay here, though.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I got asked the question, why didn't Republicans support Larry Elder in this run for California governor? Black conservative, attorney, radio guy, articulate, keen, quick on his feet, the whole deal. And it's a very simple answer. You don't back a candidate who has no shot. Now, that's the simplest of the answers. Because I got asked many times, Kevin, what do you think about Larry? What do you think? I said, if California politics hold, Larry Elder has no chance. Now, I didn't follow the election, but what I'm told is too many people ran. It was impossible for a single person to beat Newsom because we had too many candidates. Probably part of the Democrat strategy of divide and conquer, and we fell for it. Why? Because Republicans have no leadership. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. com. We have leadership here. I lead the team. I was telling my team, you know, because we're looking at merch, we're looking at messaging and all these different things. And I said to them, I asked my people over merch, I said, do you think we sell merch? And they said, well, yeah, Kevin. I mean, you got to, you know, you want us to do a certain amount of merch every day, whatever. I said, yeah. Why? You think I've got, you know, a down payment on a new Tesla or what? Why do we need to sell merch? What is it that we do in merch? And they looked at me, they weren't sure. And I said, let me tell you what we do. We sell a message. I don't care about the merch. Do we make a little profit? Yes, somebody runs the shop. All we do is come up with the stuff. They put it on t-shirts and mugs and whatever else. And then you guys purchase it. You're purchasing a message. And I told them, we are about a message. The leadership of our group is what comes out of my mouth, and which is generated by what comes out of my brain. And when I say no balls, no babies, all zoos are petting zoos if you have the gonads or whatever, those are things that come from a warrior spirit. And what I'm trying to convey to you guys is to adapt a warrior spirit. Republicans don't have it. So when you take merch that we have and you wear it, you have it in your cup, you take pictures with it, you get other people to do it or whatever, that not only does it help us to survive, which is a good, that's a great byproduct. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a totally proud capitalist. But what it also does, more so, is it allows that message to get out. It shows somebody else that you're, what your stance is. I order my own merch all the time. I wear the shirts. We're going to be wearing them a lot. I'm going to pretty much be exclusive to my merch here soon. But it's not about making a bunch of money. I heard the Hodge twins made millions of dollars, over $10, $15 million last year in merch and doing what they do with their podcast or whatever they do on YouTube. Congratulations to them if it's about the money. But if it's about the message, I don't know that congratulations are in order. Now, if you say to me, Kevin, would you trade places? Financially, yes, I'd love to trade places with them. And by the way, I think these guys are wonderful. They're good guys. I met them one time. The one of them was named Kevin. I think it's Keith and Kevin. How can you not like that, right? But I wouldn't trade places because my message is much more powerful. It may not get out there as much, but it is. So, you know, Larry Elder was a perfect person to tout, a black conservative, etc. Republicans did nothing. Donald Trump talked about it. He called it a rigged election, and he's right. It was rigged. He says, people don't realize that despite the rigged voting in California, I call the swarming ballots, I got 1.5 million more votes in 2020 than I did in 2016, just in California. The place is so rigged. However, that a guy who can't even bring water into their state, which I got federal approval to do, that is the hard part, will probably win. And he did win. He's talking about Gavin Newsom. Billions of gallons of water coming to California from the north is being sent out to sea rather than being spread throughout the state. This is to protect the tiny Delta smelt, which is doing far worse now without the water. In any event, doesn't matter. Because the California election is totally rigged. Many people are already complaining that when they go to vote, they're told, I'm sorry, you already voted. Just like 2020, among many other things. They then leave angry. But unfortunately, even the fake news media has been reporting on it. He says, but fortunately they have. Not unfortunately, they are reporting on it. You know, that was Trump's message about the California situation with Larry Elder. But he also put out a note, and he says this.
Right, sir. In Bob Woodward's new book, he claims that General Milley twice tried to reassure Chinese officials that he would prevent a military strike because he was, for some reason, concerned about you. One, was there ever any consideration of using the military? And two, what do you think about General Milley's actions?
So first of all, if it is actually true, which is hard to believe, that he would have called China and done these things and was willing to advise them of an attack or in advance of an attack, that's treason. And I would think, I've had so many calls today saying, that's treason, number one. Number two, it's totally ridiculous. I never thought of it. You were there. You knew what was happening in the White House. You have plenty of friends. You never heard the word China mentioned. mentioned in a thing like this. You heard a lot of anger about China on trade, and we made a great trade deal. You heard a lot of anger in China with the China virus. But for him to say that I would even think about attacking China, I think he's trying to just get out of his incompetent withdrawal out of Afghanistan. The worst, the dumbest thing that anybody's seen, probably the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to our country, where they killed our soldiers. We left with embarrassment on our face. We left Americans behind, and we left $85 billion worth of the best equipment in the world that I bought because I was the one that rebuilt our military, and then Biden gave it away. For him to say that I was going to attack China is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, and everybody knows it. And I have to tell you, I don't know if they have him on tape saying this, but I found Woodward and I found his cohorts to be extremely dishonorable people. That's why I didn't do an interview with him. I think he's highly overrated. This guy is one of the most overrated guys. He's a sleaze. But I did not ever think of attacking China. One other thing, I just read a report about a week ago where they said Donald Trump was the only president in decades that didn't start a war.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who is listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. That was President Trump addressing Woodward, who, as I mentioned, I think he's like Trump, but he's overrated. He's a liar. I don't believe anything the guy says. But I think the bigger issue might be Trump's decision not to do something about Milley when he was, you know, when he was in the Trump administration. I keep coming back to this notion that Donald Trump made some very poor decisions about personnel. Some of them he changed, but far too many he left the same. And if he should do anything, he should go in retrospect and look at these people and let us know who were part of the swamp.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is pushing his ambitious economic plans. Speaking at the White House, Biden arguing that it is time to put the U.S. on a new path. He said the heart and soul of his economic agenda involves boosting the middle class. Biden saying the nation's wealthiest individuals and companies need to start paying their fair share of taxes. Biden not providing any specifics as far as what that fair share is, though. Biden also saying he's going after price gouging.
We're also going after the bad actors and pandemic profiteers in our economy. There's lots of evidence that gas prices should be going down, but they haven't. We're taking a close look at that.
Kroger again requiring all employees to wear masks regardless of vaccination status. Previously, only unvaccinated employees were required to wear face coverings. USA Radio News. Governors have been notified how many Afghan refugees are being sent to their state.
The Biden administration notified governors and mayors on Wednesday the number of Afghan evacuees their state is expected to receive in the coming weeks. The initial group of 37,000 Afghans will soon be headed to states across the country. California is projected to receive the largest number of Afghans at just over 5,200. Next is Texas at nearly 4,500. U.S.-bound flights carrying Afghans will be grounded for about another week after four cases of measles were discovered among recent arrivals in the United States. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The federal prosecutor looking into the origins of the Russia investigation could soon indict a lawyer with ties to the Democratic Party. Reports say prosecutor John Durham might be close to going to a grand jury with allegations that attorney Michael Sussman made false statements to the FBI about a possible connection between the Trump Organization and Russia. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
God, man, sometimes I hate being so good at what I do. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. I'm not talking about radio. I mean, you know, even though I am, you know, the Black Rush Limbaugh, I'm going to say that until, you know, so maybe it'll get viral. And then people will be like, who's this guy thinks he's the Black Rush Limbaugh? You know, and then maybe that'll make people come check out the show. No, what I'm talking about is being able to predict what these leftists are going to do. I know how. And here's the thing. It isn't that difficult. You probably did it too, but as predictable as Hunter Biden is going to have a hookup with another prostitute, the big guy negotiated a deal for American hostages just like I told you on this very show, the Kevin Jackson Show. You can find out more about us at the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Go find the podcast where I talked about this very thing we're talking about right now, Joe Biden buying Americans out of Afghanistan. Now, I got a call from a buddy. I'm not going to say who. And he says to me, Kev, you can't, people are going to get arrested. Joe Biden's hired 17 prosecutors to go after people who are trying to get people out of Afghanistan. It makes more sense today than it did the other day because I didn't realize Joe Biden is trying to buy these hostages, and he want. And I'm going to get to the end game here in just a bit, because he has an end game. The people that are managing him do anyway. Now, the media is going to spin this story that I'm going to talk to you about. Is Biden giving humanitarian aid to the Taliban? But make no mistake about it, folks. Incompetent Joey Demento exited Afghanistan like a female dog, wink, wink, and now he's got to buy back Americans. Build back better, huh? Hey, Joe, how about this? Buy back better. That's their slogan. Here's what the Daily Mail reported. The Taliban has thanked the world for pledging more than $1 billion in emergency aid to Afghanistan, and urge the U.S. to show, quote, heart by donating more. Amir Khan Muttaqi, the regime's acting foreign minister, told a press conference the hardline Islamist group would spend the donor money wisely and use it to alleviate poverty. Woo! Hey, black people, there's money in Afghanistan. Go get it. Black leftists in America, go get it. Hey, white enablers of black leftists in America, there's money in Afghanistan. Maybe you could go over and you could help the Afghanistan help black people. And bring Sarah McLachlan so she can sing Heart of an Angel. In the heart of an angel.
Afghanistan now. In Arabic. You two can adopt a poor black child. In fact, you don't even need to adopt a black child. You can adopt any black you want. But we will warn you. You do not want a black woman. We have studied them. They are no good. You will have to kill them. Oh, Kevin, people are going to be mad at you because you're saying black women are tough to deal with. Really? What are you talking about? You ain't trying to tell me that black women are tough to deal with. You ain't talking to a sister over here like this. Like, oh, you ain't coming to me like that. Oh, man, I'm making myself laugh. I'm cracking myself up here. Yeah. So, along with leave no man behind, Biden has obliterated, I will not negotiate with terrorists. Well, unless it means saving my butt politically, then I might. Yep, they think, though, Joe Biden and team. Speaking after UN said that a total of $1.2 billion in aid has been pledged to Afghanistan, $64 million of which came from the United States. And I'm going to tell you right now, $64 million to the Afghanistans, and this negotiation of the UN $1.2 billion, which you can bet was facilitated by some twit in Joe Biden's administration, is payback. First installment from the U.S., and it's going to be a rounding error of what they actually get from us in, quote, humanitarian aid, which is nothing more than money for hostages. That's right. Now, that's just stage one. The next step is what I talked about before. And again, nothing new here. I said this on the show a while back. What, 2 weeks ago? Go listen to the podcast. I said they're going to herald the rescue of these Americans. And I didn't put this all together until my buddy Mike, that's all I'm going to give you, Mike called me and says, Kev, if you know anybody doing these, you know, these things, like Blackwater, you know, some of these other organizations that go in and do this type of work, who feel compelled to do it, tell them to stand down. They cannot do that unless they do it a particular way. He was warning me to tell people out that I know, stop doing it, because Biden team is going to go after it. And now that I know what I know now, and did I say now twice? Yeah, Office of Redundancy Office. So now that I know, I'm going, okay, now I get it. Because Biden now has to appear to be the hero. You can't have other American agencies rescuing Americans while you're trying to make it appear that you're the one who's going to negotiate them out. And you know how Biden's going to negotiate them out? The same way leftists do everything. They're going to use your money to solve their problem. So they're going to herald, I'm just sure with the press you're going to start hearing soon. I predicted most of this, and I get it right. I get things right 72% of the time, 90% of every time. So the next step is they're going to, and I'm using my finger quotes, rescue Americans from Afghanistan as the Taliban allows Biden's Sissified military to, finger quotes again, capture the Americans in what will be deemed successful rescue missions. So, you ever been to an organized shoot where they say, you're going to go hunting, you're going to kill a bear, but they've already got the bear in a cage, and you get into this little area where they let the bear out of the cage, and then somebody shoots the bear and says, yeah, I got my first bear, and they go take a picture with the bear, and they act like they hunted the bear. No such thing happened. The bear was a lamb led to slaughter, and they call that hunting. And there are people who will put that picture up proudly. Like they would. Let me tell you, that when you go hunt a bear, you should be out in the woods and the bear should have an equal chance to kill you. Now you're hunting a bear. And you got to sleep with one eye open. You got to have a fire around you. You got to make sure everything goes right. And you may lure him in, but the bear's got a shot. That's really hunting. But that's not what's going to happen here. They're going to take all the Americans, they're going to take them to some field, and they're going to act like there were some bad guys in that camp. And the special forces of Biden are going to come in and rescue these people. And we're going to talk about, you know, no casualties happened within the special forces. Yeah, no casualties happened with the Afghanis. They're going to round them. It's like going to pick meat out of the supermarket. So that's what's going to happen. Yeah, that will be the rescue. The left will hail Biden as decisive and bold for making the call to get every American out. If you think that they are going to rest on the laurel that we didn't get every American out, it's just delayed. It's delayed. We're still working on it. I think you get the picture, folks. This is a leftist version of a reality show where the outcome has been predetermined, and they can even reshoot it. Don't be surprised if Hollywood sends an embedded producer, director, who will shoot footage, actual footage from the capture. And it'll be blanks, and people falling down and blood, whatever. And then the hostages will run. And a few people will know. The hostages won't know. But the people that know is orcs. You guys probably, Kevin, you're losing your mind. Kevin's losing it. He's losing it on the radio right there in front of us. We heard it. It was on that day, whatever day it was. And there, we heard him. He cracked up. Nope. I'm not cracked up. I'm telling you exactly what's going to happen. Because they're going to orchestrate this, and they're going to do, they'll probably do it. Here's the way I'm predicting. They'll probably do 5 simultaneous raids. And then they'll say to the Taliban, you have to feign outrage that America came over here and did such a thing. You know, and you're going to pretend that you're very upset, and it goes against all the diplomacy that we've established in getting this money and et cetera, et cetera. And then we're going to give you more money. They're going to back up the trucks, folks. They're going to send that money over. It'll get filtered through the UN where they get their cut. And all will be good in Leftville.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I tell you guys all the time, we tend to forget about what's going on in the news cycle. I just saw a story that said the guy who killed 130 people in the Paris attack, remember that massive attack that occurred all over the city, the mastermind behind it? He said, nothing personal. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. It is personal. I take it personal. I take it personal that there are people that want to kill us that we don't want to kill. I take it personal that there are people who want to tax us while they do nothing. They don't work. They do nothing productive in society. Elitists who believe that they can tell us to get a shot for a disease that either you've already gotten and it didn't kill you or you're not worried about it killing you. And they want you to understand how bad you are. You're the bad guy. I take it personal. Did we ever find out who burned down Notre Dame? You take it personally? I was over there. I was in Paris. I almost went in the last time I was there. Melissa goes, let's go in, let's go in. I go, oh, we'll do it next time, because it was a long line. Well, that's over. What else are they looking to destroy? Joey Demento, they say, ordered an airstrike. He needed something to get Americans' minds off of the political molestation that he got publicly from the Taliban and the exit from Afghanistan. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We talk about issues here that I believe are personal. And the sad part about it is it used to not be personal, because you could live your life. You didn't have to worry about government intrusion. But government is so intrusive now that this government will leave you behind if you work for them. It will get you killed and say, what difference does it make? It will allow illegals to come into this country, unvaccinated, unvetted in any way, and not have to follow any of the rules or laws. It will release them out of prison if they get caught doing something wrong, and you are subject to all the laws of the land. And they wonder why you take it personal. Anyway, Biden needed to get people's minds off of things, so he decided to do what Bill Clinton did. Remember the airstrike on the aspirin manufacturing plant? Because Bill Clinton was embroiled in controversy around getting a Hummer from Walensky. Or what's her name? Monica Lewinsky? Anyway, they said that the U.S. reportedly killed two high-value targets. We did something on this, what, a week or two ago? Two high-value targets. Why? Because those are the people associated with killing the Marines. Now, keep in mind that Biden negotiated, we'll take the base or the airport, and you'll protect the Kabul. That's what they negotiated with the Taliban, negotiating with terrorists. And the Taliban couldn't protect that part of Afghanistan. So 13 Marines were killed, and Joe Biden had to spring into action. He had to get people's mind off of this terrible thing that was going on, this complete snafu, typical of Joe Biden, something of his own creation. And so he kills two people that were high-value targets. And I joked it, high-value targets. It would be like, okay, so we killed, how can I put this into perspective? We killed the janitor and the receptionist at a business. But we didn't get any of the C-levels. We didn't get the CEO. We didn't get the president. We didn't get any of the mid-level or high-level managers. We didn't blow up the factory. No, we just killed the janitor and the receptionist. But we're going to show that company, right? Probably not the greatest of analogies I could come up with, but it'll do in a pinch, okay? So we supposedly killed these ISIS-K guys, people that were directly associated with assaulting our Marines. And let me ask you, do you think it was? Because I don't think it happened. I think it was two goat herders at best. And then we get another one. Oh, they just struck somebody else. Missile dropped from on high with the drone pilots that flew over. And if you don't believe it, watch this series called Jack Ryan. And there's a guy, he struggles with the idea that he did exactly what they're talking about here. They said he's a HVT, a high-value target, or an HVP, high-value person. They fly the drone over, blow this guy off of his scooter, and you know what he was? Nothing. A family man, a guy who loved his son, his dad lived with him. You know, obscure guy. Yeah, he had a rifle. Everybody in that area has a rifle to protect themselves. But he wasn't a high-value target. And this guy can't believe he's clear to kill him. So he kills him. He does his job. And he finds out later it was a mistake. The intelligence was wrong. So Rand Paul grills Blinken. And he says, how do you know if you've killed the right person? And what are the ramifications of this? And you got to hear Paul do this, because it's masterful. And it's sad at the same time, because it is indicative of what the Biden administration is about. Total abject incompetence. The guy the Biden administration droned, was he an aid worker or an ISIS-K operative?
The administration is, of course, reviewing that strike. And I'm sure that a full assessment will be forthcoming.
So you don't know if it was an aid worker or an ISIS-K operative?
I can't speak to that, and I can't speak to that in this setting in any event.
So you don't know or won't tell us?
I don't know, because we're reviewing it.
Well, see, you'd think you'd kind of know before you off somebody with a Predator drone whether he's an aid worker or he's an ISIS case. See, the thing is this isn't just you. It's been going on for administration after administration. The Obama administration droned hundreds and hundreds of people. And the thing is there is blowback to that. I mean, I don't know if it's true, but I see these pictures of these beautiful children that were killed in the attack. If that's true, and not propaganda, if that's true, guess what? Maybe you created hundreds or thousands of new potential terrorists from bombing the wrong people. So you got to know who you. We can't sort of have an investigation after we kill people. We have an investigation before we kill people. We've got plenty of bombs. We can bomb almost anything we want from anywhere in the world. Maybe we should have bombed the helicopters and the planes that we left behind. I mean, even though you said you didn't know any of this and was all surprised, once they took all of our stuff, we should have said you got 20 minutes to get out of it because we're going to blow it all up. Then you would have sent a message of strength. Instead, we bombed somebody who we're not sure whether it was an aid worker or an ISIS-K operative.
I like Senator Paul. You guys heard me speak fondly of him because I was at a meeting with him where he had a course of action he wanted to take, and I was shaking my head, and he's like, Kevin, you seem to disagree. And I said, yes, Senator Paul. I go, that's a terrible thing to go do. I explained it. He was going to go speak to some blacks at the NAACP about some nonsense. I said, you're going to be giving a wrong signal to both groups. And later on, he comes back in the same meeting, and he says, well, you know, after hearing what Kevin said, I really believe I need to change, you know, and I don't know exactly how he said it, but effectively what he was saying is, I'm not going to go do what I was planning on doing, because that's not going to work. But in this particular case, he's spot on. Was he an aid worker or an ISIS guy? We're looking into it. Let me just say this. If you're asked that question, you're a bureaucrat, and you've already bombed the guy, right? Then you have to say, based on all intelligence that I have at this time, we killed an ISIS-K operative. But he can't even say that. And as Rand Paul says, you either don't know or you won't tell us. He did the typical bureaucratic thing. And I love when Rand Paul says this. He says, we got plenty of bombs. Maybe, just maybe, we could have bombed all the equipment that we left behind. Now, I don't even think this had been broached at the time. We left it, and everybody's like, we left $83 billion worth of stuff. You know, and it was anywhere from $50 billion to $83, whatever the number is. And the simple thing would have been, yeah, we left it, but we also left about $3 million of other ordnance that we used to make sure that none of that stuff could be used. Now, if we do it, it's an act of war against this new terrorist regime that Joe Biden led into play. But had we done it at the time, based on what Rand Paul said, you got 20 minutes to enjoy it. Because you know what they did? They flew people from these Apache helicopters, and I got a story. You guys can look it up for yourselves. I don't know if it's true. But I heard they hung people from them. Flew them around. Hung them, flew them around. Let everybody know, the Taliban's back and there's gonna be some trouble. Hey, the Taliban's back. Man, what a total fiasco. What happens next? Already told you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.